For almost coming up on a quarter of a century now, if I phrase it that way, it really sounds like a long time, we have had a scholarship program here in the affiliate. And since its inception until this year, it has been chaired very ably by Ray Wayne. We had some discussions, Ray and I and others, and Ray thought it was time that we start moving this along. And as a result, we found a really good suspect candidate or person to inflict this on, or person who didn't say no quick enough. However, I think a real good choice was made, and she is certainly surviving a trial by fire this year, in her first year. She's had more problems this year than Ray has had in 20. But I do want to give you, for the presentation of the scholarship class of 2013, in her first year as chair of the committee, and what I hope will be a long tenure as chair of that committee, Kate Mendez.
Yeah, really, no kidding. That's I think that said it all, right? Well, thanks for that musical selection, Mike. I did this yesterday at the board meeting, but I'm going to do it again. I can't thank Ray enough for all the work that he did getting this program set up and organized over the years and passing the torch to me. The challenges of this year's scholarship committee have had nothing to do with the transition. He's been nothing but supportive, and he did a great job for this for 25 years. So before I do anything else, can I get a big old round of applause for Ray? That horn is not a scholarship winner. So for the next 10 minutes, it does not get time on the microphone. Okay. This has always been one of my favorite parts of convention. Having stood on the other side of this podium, waiting in line while the scholarship chair did their shtick. I know it can be very nerve-wracking, but for those of us who have the opportunity to listen and hear what the winners have to say every year, it's always tremendously exciting and inspiring to hear what other members of our community are doing with their lives and the goals that they have for the future. So this year we have three winners from all over the state, and without too much further ado, I'm going to present them to you. Unlike yesterday afternoon, we're going to go in alphabetical order this time. So our first scholarship winner is from Buffalo. Yeah, I'm surprised. I was expecting this tremendous din. you're slacking off, Western New York. I don't know. It's pretty weak. Okay. Anyway, she is getting her master's in Spanish education at the University of Buffalo. This is Kathleen, or Katie, Reascos. I did it right. Okay.
Thank you. I feel so honored to be here, and I want to just thank everyone for inviting me. No longer do I refer to the NFB as your organization. It's definitely a we situation now. I'm happy. Okay. Pull it toward me. Oh my. Okay. Now it's in my hand. Okay.
That's all right. That's fine.
Okay. Oh, there we go. But just a little bit about myself. I'm absolutely beautiful. And no. Okay. Thank you, Julie. No, I am very happy person these days. For the past 5 years, I've been living abroad, teaching English. I was in Costa Rica, South Korea, and most recently in Ecuador, where I followed a man in a yellow cape and met my husband. And I am now a proud mom of a 14-month-year-old baby boy. After my master's, I will continue on to get my PhD in second language acquisition. And I am just so honored and pleased to be here. I want to thank everyone. From the minute I got on the train in Buffalo, I have not stopped smiling, and I have learned things. And I just want to thank each and every one of you, Mindy, Carl, everyone here. So thank you so much for having me.
Our second scholarship winner this year is Steve Reedy from Elmira, New York. And he's getting his bachelor's in psychology, and here he is to tell you a little bit more about himself.
Good morning. I'd like to take the opportunity to thank everybody who's a part of the NFB for the scholarship. It definitely means a big deal to me to be able to show my children that hard work, good grades, that they all pay off in the end, and that there are people willing to back your educational goals. As I alluded to, I'm father of two lovely young girls, an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, a future pediatrician and a sous chef, at least as far as we go this week. I also have a lovely girlfriend who's with me today, Patricia Rafferty, who's definitely there for me in everything I need, including turn off the Xbox, you need to do your paper. After I finish up the next year at Elmira College, I hope to attend Cornell University and pursue a doctoral program in clinical psychology and follow that up with work in the field of PTSD. With any hope, we can use a little cognitive behavioral therapy and help some of the soldiers and victims of other traumatic events to get through some of the symptoms of this disorder. Thank you very much.
Our third winner this year is Ivy Wanta. She's at Yale University pursuing a bachelor's degree in physics. And here she is to tell you a little bit more.
Hi, my name is Ivy, and I am a freshman at Yale, although I'm originally from New York City. And I, as you heard, I'm studying physics, although I've only been in college for a month. And I found out about the NFB through the National Scholarship Program this summer, and that was my first national convention in July. And it was such an amazing experience, especially right before I went to college. It gave me, I think, the boost that I really needed to go into a completely new place with completely new people. And it's been really good so far. So I just want to thank everyone for allowing me to be here as a scholarship winner and for sharing your stories with me. And thank you so much.
Okay. Ivy, you pretty much said it. One of the this is a two-way street, being a scholarship winner. One of the things is that you get to meet us, get to know our organization, get to share and hear some of our stories, but also that we get to meet you and find out who you guys are and hear some of your terrific stories and learn new things from new people. So it's a win-win for all of us. Welcome to all three of you. And we're really excited to have you here. And I'm very excited to be part of this process on a larger scale this year. So thanks to everyone. And the scholarships will be presented tomorrow night. No, tonight at the banquet. And we're extending the convention a whole extra day just for these people. Tonight at the banquet. Yeah. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you so much.